Many people don't take the time to reflect on their own personal thoughts and feelings, which can really be beneficial in a way that you can identify your strengths and your weaknesses. But it's easy to get lost in the daily grind and forget about how we think, how we behave, how we feel. We don't stop until sometimes we're overwhelmed or out of control. But when you take a moment to reflect on your thoughts and your feelings, it can help you process them in a way that is so productive that you won't be overwhelmed when it comes time that you're bombarded. So today we're going to explore 8 surprising benefits of using self-reflection to improve your life. But first, let me know. Tell me, do you want to discover how to live a life filled with purpose, a life of contentment, a life filled with joy? If your answer is yes, type yes below, and I'll send you something to get you started. Hi, if we've never met before, I'm Diane LaFoon here with your Joy Tip of the Week, and I help stressed out women make small changes in their lives so they can feel less anxious and more fulfilled so that you can choose joy each day. You know, world-class athletes, entrepreneurs, you know, even spiritual leaders place a high value on self-reflection. But what exactly is self-reflection? What it is taking time to review your own thoughts and your own feelings without judgment. It's about becoming aware of how you react to things, how you think, how you behave, how you make decisions, and how you interact with others. It's about taking a step back and reflecting on your own life, on your own behavior, and on your own beliefs. You know, last week I had an opportunity come up that caused me to spend some time thinking about my strengths and weaknesses. It gave me the chance to ponder how I spend my time, and it's been very valuable for me to consider where I'd like to be a year from now. It's made me believe that I should spend more time thinking about these things more often because self-reflection is so beneficial. Here are 8 benefits of how using self-reflection can help your personal development. First, self-reflection helps you build your emotional intelligence. Did you know you had emotional intelligence? That is the ability to understand and manage your own emotions positively, and it helps you to be able to communicate and understand others better as well. It gives you less stress in those situations when emotions arise, too. It gives you an understanding of what makes you feel good, so you can work to maintain those healthy emotions. And as a result, you become more aware about how to maintain that level of fulfillment and contentment. It will also allow you to identify things that bring you joy, so you can find ways to do those things more often. Self-reflection also helps to improve your integrity of all things. You'll become even more aware of what you value, what is important to you, what things you believe in. It will help guide the decisions that you make every day. And as a result, you'll have a stronger sense of who you are and who you want to be in this world. When you practice self-reflection, you'll also form a deeper understanding of yourself, of who you are and what you value. It can lead to greater self-confidence. And others will see that and respond positively toward you when you exude that self-confidence. We become less likely to become overwhelmed with fear or anxiety because we know our core values and we know them strong enough to withstand anything that comes our way. Self-confidence will also enable us to stand up for ourselves when we're confronted with a problem, which leads to the next benefit, which is stronger problem-solving skills. Self-reflection helps you become better at problem-solving, and it allows us to see the issues in our lives more clearly so we can take steps toward creating better results. It helps us to develop empathy for other people, too, allowing us to see different points of view and find common ground with others, again, to help in those problem-solving situations. Next, you'll experience less loneliness because self-reflection is an opportunity to spend time alone in a productive way, and it allows us to understand ourselves better, which can ultimately help us feel less lonely. It's so important for people to be comfortable with themselves before they can feel comfortable connecting with other people. So that's a great benefit too. When we look inward, we start to unravel the complexities of our emotions and to understand them better. And as a result, when we understand our own emotions, we have more empathy towards other people when they're struggling with similar issues in their lives. Next, the more we self-reflect, the more we can identify what works for us and what doesn't, so we can grow in our personal development. It's during this time that you see patterns of behavior, emerge too. And once you see these patterns, you can change them if necessary or adjust them so they work better for you. That's why self-reflection will help long-term personal development. For example, you know, I told you I've been recently reflecting on my own feelings, my own abilities, my own long-term goals, and it's become very clear to me that I spend way too much time working on an area of my life where I don't reap very many benefits. It's not enough to make it worthwhile. So I've begun to plan ways to cut back on this work that isn't rewarding but takes too much of my time. So self-reflection will help in personal development and taking control of your time as well. Also, self-reflection can be an effective stress reliever, because when you're aware of the things that cause you stress, and then you have the opportunity to make changes, you let go of these issues. You're more self-aware, and the more self-aware you are, the less likely you'll get caught up in things that give you stress. You'll find a way to work around them or work through them, and they won't overwhelm you. And finally, self-reflection allows us to take a step back from this chaos of our lives. We all have busy, chaotic lives, and it's a time where we can feel more at ease with ourselves, we can feel a peace, and we can appreciate all of the good things that are happening in our lives. And when we do that, we even have an opportunity to be grateful for how life is going so far. And that, of course, gratitude and being grateful for how things are going in your life will bring you feelings of more joy. That's what we're shooting for. You know, being thankful is a big part of self-reflection, and it's essential, I believe, to be grateful every single day. Just take a moment to reflect on what happened today and how you feel about it. And that's one reason I put together my free 5-day gratitude challenge. It's called Joy Blossoms Out of Gratitude. I'm already receiving some terrific feedback, too. It's great. Mary completed the challenge last week, and she texted me, and she said, "Thank you, Diane. It's been good. Something to review often and to see how you're doing with gratitude." And then Sandy also responded. She said, "I love this. I have every intention of continuing doing it daily. Thank you for sharing your ideas." So to get started with that 5-day gratitude challenge, I'll post a link, and you can click on it. You can choose to receive your daily challenges either by text messages if you're in the U.S. and have a U.S. phone number, or you can receive them by email. You know, setting aside time to self-reflect will help you become more aware of your thoughts and your feelings, and it can also open up a whole new world of opportunities for you as you check and adjust what your goals are and what your long-term plans are. When we look inwardly, we're not only learning more about what makes us who we are as individuals, but we're also developing a better understanding of how other people might experience life too. Self-reflection is a powerful tool for personal development that everyone should master. It's important to be thankful every day as well. Just take a moment to reflect on what happened in your day and how you feel about it, and be thankful for it. This will increase your feelings of joy, because joy doesn't simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing joy every day. Join me again next week for your Joy Tip of the Week.